Okay, gentlemen. Always start the figure of Talmud Torah. There's one point left over from the previous figure. Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, Chos and Yutet. Says as follows. Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tisha B'Av says, Yesh Misha Omesh Ava Yishim Zavel Tisha B'Av Mishta B'Mita B'Nachan Adava Mishim Lech Lech Amin Lech Nazira. Quote, Chos Kol Lechai Machalot Sikra. That part's left after the Mechab, that's what it means. As the Mechab and Avram, the Efshah Shalom Yigavah, Kamo Yom HaKippurim, and nearly the Biyom Yesh Lahakel, Ayin Biyaradeh, Simen Shin Men Bey. Everyone knows the Mechab and Avram wrote in riddles. They wrote the Gedolim, then wrote very cryptically. They didn't have a pen and a paper, they just wrote Remizim. And he relied on Tamidei Chacham to figure out what they're driving at. Now, what is he driving at exactly? What does he mean? To the Machzor of Shekels, to this whole case, we're just trying to figure out what the Magen Avraham is driving at. Like this, Yom Kippur is the Raisa, and Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanon. Okay? We have to be more mach when it comes to Yom Kippur as opposed to Tisha B'Av. So the Yom, Yesh B'Hakel, the Tisha B'Av, Yesh B'Hachmer, the Yom Kippur. All right? The Taz that says that Yom Kippur is even Mutzah B'Yom, and the Tisha is Mutzah even B'Layla. So again, it goes down a peg, or down a notch. Down a notch. Why do you want Machla Yom Kippur? So we say, because it's the D'oraisa. Not necessarily. The Taz says, Yom Kippur, the women come, they're all dressed in their Yom Definery. It's Kashtos, the Kavod Hayom. Whereas the Tisha, they look ugly. I mean, they should. So they're not dressed in any fancy clothes, so therefore there's less of a chashash and a veira. A different reason to make this distinction. What's the idea of Sim and Shin Mem Beis? What kind of Shin Mem Beis? But the Magia, no. It's our Sim. It should be Sim and Shin Pei Gimel. That's the figure which we're learning. This is the Yad Ephraim. Ayin v'yodeshim and Shin Pei Gimel came to Rachloma. What kind of Shin Mem Beis? Not doing anything. What's Shin Mem Beis? You know that a few weeks ago, the figure of Chosin and Kala, of Shalima, Chosin and Shalima, what's doing anything? What's doing anything? So, what does it mean about Yad Ephraim Tagor? What does it mean? That in Yodeh, Shin Pei Gimel, nothing is said at all about the Ether of Negia. So, by Avail, nothing is said at all. So, by Tisho, it's enough for Machab Alayla, enough to be Machab Ayom. So, the Yad Ephraim understood. The very soft means just no, don't make any changes, leave the way it is. It means in Shin Mem Beis you see a distinction between Yom Halayla, the famous, you know, Yoshim Ben Anoshim, Yoshim Ben Anoshim, the Rivas, with more Macha by night than by day. But here too, when it comes to Negia, such a distinction might exist, and therefore there may be an Issa Negia with respect to an Ovel, Halayla, although not by Yom. Okay, this is leftovers, we don't have to finish on Friday. Now we start the new Sugir about the Mitzvah of the Shemaya, the Sugir of Talmud Torah. Oh, an important sugya, and as B'nai Yeshiva, from sitting and learning here in camp, for us it's such an important sugya to understand not only the Issur of Ovel, and coming up again, it's getting close, it's already Monday, Thursday, Tisha B'Av. Oy, in case God's showing me, I have to still be in Avelis then, and we hope this will be in the answer, but I have to be a little prepared. So it's relevant to that as well, to see if there any distinctions. So see the Gemara here in Abchav Aleph. Amad Aleph from the Sefer Ma'akot. What the Gemara tells you over here, in the list of things, Rav Shabbat Asaban, it says, Asa Likwas B'Torah and V'im of Iksuvim, Kelan Mishnayis, Midrashim, Alachas, Shat, Agadim, nothing. Kelan anything. Finished. How do you know? No source given over here. It's awesome. Also, no source. Interestingly, back in that Tezvav is the one line figure. The Nemehe Oneg Dome. Possibly the conversation with respect to Yechezkel. And we'll get the next topic I'm supposed to talk about, which I don't think we'll get to today, is Sheila Shalom. And it's interesting that the Gemara has the same Yalfusa. All of us have been doing a Torah, one of the Yechezkel's dome. Right? Just be quiet. And a few lines before, also the Sheila Shalom. Something around the Yechezkel, Hey Oneg Dome. So again, it's interesting. That's as far as Avelis is concerned. Okay? Fine. Take a look here in Tosis. Alright. It says like this. Biyakov Yaosa Vimeevlo Biyo Bikino to Zom Rosha Biyirmia with Lotonin and Bishmaitin is a set of the Tatatina Taplamit. But the Gemara there says the Pharisees and Tishah, you can't learn Torah except you can learn these things. Iyo, Kino, and the bad parts of Yirmia. We made it through some cause over here. And then the time changed his mind. Okay? Changed his mind. So the mighty changed his mind. Fine. Says Tosfos that the question is, it's not mentioned. So it doesn't mention anywhere. It mentions once. We understand it. Who I did. But the svar to Atzer is it? Because the Rav Tetzvav, it says, Hey Oneg Dom, Umash Mahakol. That's the right. Because when it comes to Tisha B'Av, so what's the reason why it's also the Tisha B'Av? What's the reason? Tikkuni Hashem Yisharim, the Sam Chelev, and the Sam Chelev is the overwhelming majority of Torah. But the those few things, the Kinos and Eo and Dvarim Meroim. That's very depressing. It makes you sad. It doesn't make you happy. Very good. So when the issue is to be happy, so then this is mutter. So you're not making me happy. But when it comes to Avelis, it says don't. Shah. Don't involve yourself in Talmud Torah. That's the case. One could argue, I'm supposed to be suggesting, that you shouldn't even be learning these quote-unquote sad parts of Torah. The Tosa says, "Ain't the only right." Look, how my Elam is Davar Mitzamcho. It says in Tainus, "Shem Nema, Kudei Hashem Mishar Mitzamche Leiv." Right, Mitzamche Leiv. And apparently, we understand that although it's talent is special Tisha B'Av, can be applied to Avelus as well. Oh, Teda, the Kulu Lav Dafka, the Kama also Mitzvilin. So don't take those the Russian of Yechezkel too seriously. It's still something you're saying. Don't take it too seriously. That's not the Bialma. One sounds like an Asa for 7 days, it's really only Asa for one. That's it, but Patsulim. And the other, a dome with respect to Talmud Torah, should not be taken as an independent halacha, but rather should be understood in the context of Tisha B'Av, where it says, Bikud Hashem Asharim, Bitsam Chele. Fine. Good. And indeed, in this sugya, where it says also the crow, okay, the Rashi explains that although an avos chayav is called a mitzvah, it's different. Why? Isbu simcha. The Rashi does quote the inyan of simcha, right, which is found in Tainus. Even though in Avtetzvav it says they on the dome, Rashi quotes simcha in our context as well. Again, dome is an asmachta. Fine. Let's assume, therefore, that the two are the same. The Shittas Rav Apostol and Tisha B'Av and Avelis are identical. Now, it's interesting for the Ramban that I asked you to see in page Kuf Pei. They asked the question of, is there an Issa Tava Toro for all 7 days as opposed to film only 1 day? So, one of his reasons is interesting. I mean, you fulfilled Tava Toro. How so? Kriyash Mashakot Tiyarvis. Amazon Avelis says Krishna, Talmud Torah. You fulfill the basic minimum you have, so they can afford to ask everything else for a week, as opposed to Tefillin. Fine. But there is the other view, which I want to discuss for a few moments, that an Avel is also even with Dvar Maroyim. Now it's Rabbi Yaakov, says Rabbeinu Yaakov, with Rabbeinu Tam, in his Fittiruso. But the Ramban quotes his opinion. And the Ramban explains. A very interesting explanation, the Ramban. I don't want to be medayik in the lust of the Ramban. Those will have our masterpiece open up, if you don't mind. Page Kuf Pei Aleph. Ramban says that there were those who maintained, as I said before, that Avelis is more chomer than Tisha B'Av. Okay, it's the top line. So yes, interesting. The shame shul chomer mimenu within kfiyas amisa v'atifas harosh v'atifas molocha. What? Ramban is saying a vort over here. That we said it plain. We said the Kamas Avelis says don't. Can't learn any Torah. When it comes to Tishos and Mitzamche Leiv, he's at the Vor HaMitzarim, and therefore it's not considered Mitzamche. Alright, that's how we learn Pshat. Ramban is getting a Lumbus. What's the Ramban's Lumbus? Lumbus is, well, you find Avelis no cover in what respect? Three things. Tfiyas Amita, Atifas Arosh, and Atfiyas Molach. What's he driving at? What's he driving at? So what he's saying as follows, because I understood the Ramban. Over the Tvei Dinim, we understand the Ramban. One, it's the Easter Talmud Torah, Mishum Simcha. This Easter is not violated if a person is learning most of Yirmiyahu and Eov and Kino, Throm, Aron. You're not the Simcha. But there's another din, and I'll use the expression, forgive me, a Kiyum. There's Yisurim and Kiyumim. And it's a Kiyum of Dom. Just Shah, Dom. That's not an Easter. Not an Easter of speaking. It's a Kiyum of being silent. So silence is appropriate for someone that's available. I think the Ramban's Lumbus over here is as follows. We find, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, that we only transfer the Yisurim over, not the Kiyumim. That's exactly what's given these three examples. What three examples? Well, at least two are going to work. What are they? Kfiyas Amita and Atifas Arosh, which are through the Kiyumim, it's the Torah of Chafalas, the Kiyumim. Right, that's what I imagine found in the Hill of Rav Shavuot, also man. And on Chafalas, the Kiyumim, you have to do something that's not prohibited with something. So the Ramban is saying over here, so the dome is a kiyum, but just as the artisho is no kfiyas amita and atifas arosh, so too dome doesn't exist. But to learn, sorry, from the divas that the chamisam chalei, you can't do it. For sure not, right? But to learn the yirmiyo and iyov and echad and kino, so all the hard times, the difficult things, which make you sad, this is okay because it doesn't make you happy. And it's no kiyum of dome. On Tisha B'Av, there's no kiyum of Atifa Tarosh or Kfiya Tamit. That's how I understood the lumpness over here of the Ramban. Only one thing stands in my way. Malach. Malach. So I would suggest as follows. That Malacha, as we mentioned already last week, is not the same kind of issue as the other Yisuri Avedas, such as Hanugim and Simchas. The real Easter of Malach is Hester Adam. We'll get to Easter of Malach later. Next week, Mr. Shem. Easter of Malach is if you're busy with your work, you're going to forget about your Avelis. So there were more Machmer apparently in the Avelis, of the private new Avelis, Avelis Kadosha, than they are with respect to Avelis Yeshana. Let's say Avelis Yeshana. And so too, Dvarim Aroyim. Right? Dvarim Aroyim, you know, Dvarim Aroyim is the sad, but on the other hand, a person gets involved in reading Eov. Oy vey, Eov by this Torah, Eov by that Torah, Eov by the third Torah. Oy vey. So what do you think about Eov's Torah? You have to think about your own Torah. So therefore you can argue. What do you mean? I'm not supposed to mitzvah that. Eov's Torah is, I forget what I am. Torah is achronis v'shachas v'shachas v'shachas. I'm not holding an Eov's Torah. The person forgets about his own Torah. I'm not supposed to do that. Oh, that's what the Ramban is saying. But there was those who say, that was not a read about Eov's Torah and his Avelis. You think about your own Avelis, as opposed to Tisha B'Av. Where do you see that? With your more maker of Tisha B'Av? Malacha. Because Malacha also makes it forget about where you're supposed to be holding. So the more maker of Malacha, pursue the more maker with respect to Dvar Maron. That's why I think that it's doing it. Perhaps. Of course, one could say, if you want a different distinction, that all the Dvarim Aroyim are Mutter and Tisha B'Av, because no matter what they are, they relate to the Yon of Yoma. As we keep saying every year, Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is not only the Avelis for the particular event of the Churban, but a lot of sad, tragic events in our history are included in the commemoration of Tisha B'Av. It's not considered Hesach HaDash, it's all in Yon of Yoma, as opposed to your own private Avelus. If this is the case, if this is right, then one could argue like this, that to learn Hilchot Avelus to someone who's an Avelus would be mutter. Obviously, if it's halacha lemaisa, it's mutter. You know what to do. But even if you learn Hilchot Avelus, and you get to a point which is, you know, in case it's Avelus, it's before Pesach, but now it's December. In other words, then the particular part's not relevant. You're not going to skip that. You learn that too. Why? Because it's in Yom HaDiyomah. Maybe we'll make a different distinction now. Yom HaDiyomah will be mutter. So this is not in Yom HaDiyomah. It's awesome. This one, all of them are in Yom HaDiyomah. Avelis, what about Eos? Not in Yom HaDiyomah, view. But Hilchos Avelis, I don't know, Hilchos Avelis, which is regular Mavatla, when now 6, 4 months before a regular, I'm not sure if it's in Yom HaDiyomah either. We can argue all of Hilchos Avelis is in Yom HaDiyomah for another. That's a possibility. But of course, according to our first shot, that the king of Dome, then almost shouldn't be learning Hilchos Avelus either, unless it's Nogeyat Yom HaLachol HaMais. His opinion in Rambam, which is amazing, people love to learn so much, he wants to limit the Easter of Talmud Torah to one day. It's going on? Only one day. The first, like filling. The Rambam said it's wrong. And he proved it from the bright in Chabalim. Eilus Bar Meshavu Asaban. Makosam Malacha Rechita Sicha Tashmish Nil Tanon Talmud Torah. Why did he mention tefillin? So we still tell you this point out. And these days only too much apply to the whole Shiva. As opposed to tefillin only one day or we'll see later. 2, 3, or whatever it may be. It's not the whole 7 days. So therefore it's a proof that even Talmud Torah is for all 7 days. It's not the same as tefillin which is here at Simcha. And again, we said before about Krishna Shachas Yar. Fine. Says the Ma'aril, quoted by the Achronim, an Ovel is not allowed to think Divrei Torah. Even thinking Divrei Torah. It's a Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? If the source say on a dome, just be quiet. Some quiet. The Ovel is not saying a word. So apparently, it's an additional Isser, presumably, of Simcha, which exists even Behiru. Now, it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this then. In the Chesishma, then the Avil may not think Divrei Torah. The Metavkuf Nun Dalet Siv Gimel, again quoting from the Ma'aril, but it doesn't say a word in the Shulchan Aruch in the Chesavelis. Arguably, the Mechaber may hold, maybe he holds the Takat Mutter. Maybe he takes Dome literally, and he says that during the period of time of Avelis, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Dome, even though you're thinking Divrei Torah to say it. I don't know if it's two halachas, but maybe he just told that, you know, the two different dinim, one tishma and one's avelus. There are no two separate halachas by avelus. One is simcha, one is dom. It's only dom. We saw that it's only simcha. That's all except. But the other possibility exists. The Ramah can't possibly hold this way. I thought it was a nice view from the Sefer Divrei Sofer. But the Ramah says in Siman Shin Pei Dalit, it's Aleph, the Yachol Lifsok Yisra Vehetel Yachol Ashol also. Now, you say mutter, potter, chayev, asa. That's not Divrei Torah. Okay? It's one word. That is in your head, going through the whole, a shock says this, and the time says this, and the growth says this. You have to say all those supposed to say, and then that's going through your mind. And when someone's in avail, it's not us to hear it. So therefore, you see from the Ramah that he holds back the Ma'aril that an oval is utter there. Here, and but it's interesting again that the Makar himself didn't say so. Befeish. Okay, let's turn to the rush, if you don't mind, in Simon Lamed Zayin. I've started a few typos over here. Forgive me on that line. There's two in one line. Rush, the earlier one, it should say Kol Zayin instead of Kol Da, and here Lamed Zayin says Velikro Dash Kol Ayom. So some of the dash got left out. Apologize. Take a look at it. Once we're at it, he says, there are a shulchan, there's also a typo, Chin Pei Dalet. That was an aleph, and I'm sorry for all these three mistakes in one paragraph. I'm not going to try to say the third. It was because the Geniz otherwise. But, alright. Okay, so let's see the rush again. Simin Lamed Zayin. Yeah. Kesh. It's the narrow lines by the Hagos Ashri indent. First one in the second column, page 70. Likus Betara, Rabbi Tishnav Armina, Naval Kari, Makam Shem Ragal, Likus, Shonam Makam Shem Ragal, Lishnav. Ooh, we'll get to that later. The Kari, the Eel, the Drama Ram, Shem Beyer, the Kain Nagu, Shavu Kari, the Sabbath Mark Kut, the Vatavel. Okay? Okay, the Rabbati, for a good master, the Hussar, the Tani Hussam. Thomas Kokam Shemes, Lomes, Vorm, the Yosha, the Fonav, the notes in the notes in the fun of the Savel, the Vimto, Meshivan, the Safar Rafa, who ain't a show, the Rosa Medaba, the Asmo, the Mlad Acha Medaba Yazo. We get an impression of what even the Savel is a restriction. It's slow in the Bain of the Asa Mutala, this not to be the Savel. Avakshachem, Boral, Lisa, Lisa, the fun of the Pearson Tvei, the Austin, still referring to a case of Ain Rabin Trichem. Fine. So the Rosh Shiv of Miyasha says, no, you really can learn Hilchos Avelos. If it's the first person Tvei, then it's a problem. Then it's a problem. Nope. And according to the Havamin in the Rosh, that you can't get involved in Hilchos Avelos either. So with the answer. And what would it be us? It would be us not only for the Alma to speak, but to listen to others speak would also have been a prohibition. Right? And it's only Mutter because why? Because Rama Rahim is Mutter, Chatel is Mutter. Therefore, you have to go maybe with your Kakasha. How can it be that they're very sovereign method? In some of your Jewish homes, is the base of them, Dilemma Shnayas, Mikvo. Someone with a computer found out 500 years ago, and there's four Mishnayas somewhere, Nun Shin Men Hey. Whoa! Whippy doo. Yeah. I gotta tell you, one of my first crises in the rabbinate was over this. I refused to learn these Mishnayos. Because my rabbi told me, you know how to do it. The Rav said no. It was a base of it and said, okay, here's the Mishnah, show me out of it. Whatever the same they had there. And the four Mishnayos, they probably thought, I don't know anything about Mikvos. I never learned Mikvos before. And I don't know Mikvos, so I'm embarrassed. I want to learn Mishnayos. Mishnayos good, yeah. What? Turkey. This is Rabbi. So why you grad? You see, he's discounted. So instead of the mikvahs, he's learned others. I mean, they didn't say that in Beirish, but I was sent in certain parts of the year. I was a little kid, you know, coming out of the yeshiva. And he's learned mikvahs. I'm learning others. Now, the latter of it is also a chiddush. There's also going to allow that. But the chiddush is mutter, because the others is mutter. You're a shemai, it's tshuva. And the whole point of Avelis is tshuva. I'm right. So if you're not allowed the Musa part of the Avelis, that's why I changed the Mishnayos Mikvo to Mishnayos Avelis. Now, it's interesting, the Rav held, not only is it prohibited for the Avel to learn Torah, someone wanted to suggest, oh, I was once in a place with some kind of crazy rabbi like you, Rabbi. You know what he did? He told Avel to leave the room. Told them to leave the room when they're learning Mishnah. So I said, I'm crazier than him. I think even that's up. Why? Because my rabbi told me that. He says, Ein Omim Shmuel Rebeis Ovel. But the rabbi understood the Easter, Ein Omim Shmuel Rebeis Ovel, Zambi Ovel. Two other people cannot carry on a Torah conversation in a base Ovel. There's a whole Shion. Base Ovel. And you can't learn Torah in base Ovel. So it's not going to help me if the Ovel is going to go outside. It'll help him. All right? He won't be mixed with the Nisra of Talmud Torah during Shiva, but other people who are talking Torah, learning Mishnayos, Neshama of the Kvot, are being over the Yisra, going through the Rav, of Ein Om Shmur, the base of Ovel. It's interesting. The Imre Baruch, I think it was on the Maya Matos, am I correct? Yes or no? No? I'm sorry. Another goof. There's an Imre Baruch here somewhere. Turn to the back, please. Should have been on, I'm sorry. Imre Baruch. Here's somebody called the Gazakhane. This is in Simen Shin Ayin Ches. Oh, that's what comes up in the Mechaber Siv Zayin, Ein Olam Shmuel Vagadah V'Beis Ovel. And here he says, after the Mikomakom, I'm going to see it's page Reish Pez Zayin in the standard Shulchan Aruch. After the Mikomakom, Mut Lilmo Lizakos Nishmas Ameis. Of course, Nishmas Ameis. So the Rebbe says, what do you mean, Rabbi? You can't ask for the word Neshama. You can't do that. It's Neshama. It's the Ilu Neshama. You don't want the Neshama of my father, brother, mother, sister, Davin, Elias, and Neshama. What's the matter with you? I'm a first year Baruch, yeah. I thought the name of the Baruch was, if it's true, which I don't know if it is true, at most, you could say it's coming to the matter the if the cow relatively of an Orem Shmuel the base of them. That's a big matter. That's an issue which, you know, it's not an Easter on any particular individuals in the Torah. It's Easter Avelis. The person's not even a novel at all. It's just, it violates what the Rabbis call the etiquette of the base of them. Every house has its own etiquette, its own rules and regulations. So maybe the Mebarach said, all right, Leila Neshama, that's also something important, but to be matter the Easter for the oval themselves, I don't know. I don't think even that may be a problem. Even that may be a problem. The Meiri is the one who says in the sugya that you'll have to learn if it's something which is Ma'ora Libo L'tshuva. And on the contrary, you should learn it. The Meiri is worried about the first day. Maybe it's worried about the Chashav of the right. You shouldn't even learn the first day. I don't know if that can come up. There's a Misa Kru the same day, and they come back and it's Mincha time, it's before the Shkia maybe, and you're allowed to learn Pirkei Avos. So I learned Pirkei Avos even the first day. But the Miri was apparently not, so I don't have a Miri here. I'd like to read it. Yeah. Thank you. So on the first day, I think he's notes of the Hachem here. Apparently, we all have Elsa going to Rabbanah. So even if the Miri that she tells us was Machem here, but for us, we can be make with him on the first day. Maybe the Tzav, the Shita, was told that Ein Eitz Ela B'Yom Rishon. He quotes that Shita over here in the Miri. La'ayin b'tzvara ma'orim libo shaladim l'tshuva lo nesa lo'od al-sharoi l'asas king v'kan yirashim nagal v'kol v'kaf. We'll be on Risha Mia Royally Zara Mikovako. All right. I don't know if you have to, we'll be punched for that. That is the hero. Okay? So, Pirkei Avos, I think it belongs into this category. All right. Now, the Gemara has a Chafala from Alpha, a very interesting Kula called Rabim Tzrichim. Well, let's take a look at the Gemara itself and see the ins and the outs of this halach. See if it comes. Lamaish. Okay, Chaf Aleph, I'm now back to the Gemara. Hoyu Rabim Tzvichamo, Eino Nimna, Umayse Meis Benosu Rabbi Yossi B'tzipori V'nichas Beis HaMedrash V'dorash Kolayam Kulo. Wow. Rabbi Barachana had Avelis, and he was not going to go to the Pirka to teach. They said, what do you mean? Rabbi Tzvichalo. Sava la ukme amora ale. What does that mean, an amora? Amora meant they used to whisper into the ear of the person with a very loud voice, and he would, that mic, he would blast it out with his loud voice, a way of getting the message across to the multitude who would come to hear this individual. Oh, they know. Tanya Bavash Lo Yamit Turgamah. That you can't do. The Turgamah was the person who didn't translate. He was had a very loud voice. Well, the Echi of it, what do you do? So the story of Rabbi Eloi. He came. Someone came to his next to the Lachash, who he, Rabbi, you know, Rabbi Yehuda was an Avelis, whispered into Rabbi Chananya's ear, and he whispered into the Turgamah's ear, and the Turgamah was Mashmil Rabin, end of the sugya. Interesting. So step discounted, went one step down. An extra step along the way. What's that? An extra step? So the Chashulchan says it's a Shinun. It's a Shinun. Okay? A Shinun. The Ramah is very interesting. There's a little bit of a problem in this Ramah. But we have this printed in Shulchan Aruch. It says, in Avon Tzvichalo, Islamin Mutter, Vuvash, Layamit Turgumim, El Yom Al-Achav, Achav, Turgumim, Turgumim, Shmuel Rabin, Oh, Yidrosh V'yatma. Now, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, there's a major problem. Yidrosh V'yatma, that's a Shinui. I guess, maybe. Maybe it's all about this kind of a person who's always talking to Turgum on him. And now he's not doing it. That's itself considered to be in the category of a Shinui. However, if you look in the old manuscripts, which I don't have, but I saw Dibre Torah from Kosta, the expression "O Yidrosh V'Yatno" is found in a different place, but an opposite meaning. Uvilvad Soyam in Turgamon, O Yidrosh V'Yatno. But you may not do that. You may not do that. And if you look on the original sources, the Mordechai, take a look. I think it's on the Maamar Kamos, no? Tough Peches, correct? Take a look. If you look at the Mordechai, you look at the Ramah, you say, what happened over here? Doesn't add up. Tough Peches. Page Chaf Aleph of the print. What does it say over here? Pirish Darsh and Shadarish is the end of the first column. Pirish Darsh and Shadarish for Rabbi. Who did the Rebbe Shadarish call a Yom Kulo? So also the army of the Turgaman. And the Lokesh Leoshev has several Lokesh of the Turgaman. The Kosh came Shein Lo Lidros for Rabbi in Atmo. Certainly you shouldn't do that. Okay? So that's, can you imagine? And the way we have the Ramah printed, it's exactly the reverse. He allows it. So the answer is, these three words, O Yidrosh V'Yatno, don't belong here. They belong after the word Turgamon. Okay? That's the passage. So if you're calling the Mordechai, that's where it belongs. That's where it belongs. However, the Barak Ola says no. Cain Sarah Lan Lakam Agazu, where we have it. That's the impression. Okay, Mefurish the Bryce of Shamba Maisa the Rabbi Yossi, okay, Nasha Behedya Bashri. What? What's the Barak Ola driving at? What's he saying? What's he saying? I don't know. What's the Raya? Here's a question on both sides. Can he speak himself or not? We know it's us, we know it's Musa. What's us there is a normal way. He whispers to the Turgaman who tells the world. That's us. We know it's Musa. What's that? He whispers to X, he whispers to the Turgaman who tells the world. But they didn't bother to tell us the most obvious case, namely, that he's speaking straight to the world. Doesn't anything more not to the east and the left? And you have a right from the Gemara one or the other? You can tell? After you can tell from the Gemara which way it goes? I can't. I don't know, you can tell? What does he mean? Huh?
The first case of the Gemara and the first call you on Kulo.
Oh. Oh, very good. So it was Mice of Mace, Spinoza, of Yosef, and Sipari, of Nicholas, and Mace of Manish, Vidorash, call you on Kulo. That's the Baragol that's right. Excellent. The Rabbi Yosef himself just belted it out. No Turgaman, no whispering, he said it. So the Baragola is so convinced by this Raya that he says it's a mistake. I don't know who moved the Ramah, I'm not who printed the Shulchan Aruch here. But he says that the Ramah belongs here, it's Mutter, because it's in the Purim Shulchan Rav Yossi. Excellent. You look at the Mordechai we just read. What the Mordechai, how the Mordechai said, Shat Rav Yossi. What happened to Rav Yossi? Right? Two guys in the middle. He whispered to X, he whispered to the Meturgaman, who belted it out. That's a little shot in the story of Rabbi Yossi as well. Now, of course, that is a bit of a chiddush, because the Gemara didn't say so. But the Mordechai said so. If in fact, the Mordechai is a source of the Ramah, then the Agor belonged earlier, and in fact, it's Osir. Okay, and that's the story of Darash Kaliam Kulo was that kind of a story. Right? Is the word Yossi missing over here? Huh? Oh, the Rebbe says, no? What? The Mordechai says, the Rebbe, Darash Kaliam Kulo, Lo chesli acha av, etc., etc. Am I making a mistake? Was is the Rebbe an Ausliger? What's Rebbe Yossi, no? Maybe there's a word missing somewhere. I'll call upon him at the intent of the Mordechai. It's kind of exactly the reverse of the Stam of the Gemara, which is what the Be'er HaGola is quoting. Okay, that's what the Divrei Sofim points out. But there is, he also points out as well, the Shach. The Shach is important to this context. The Shach says in Siv Cotton Beis, okay, so you're allowed to teach a class, a shiur, because it's considered to be in the category of Rabin Tzrichimlo. Now, whoa, what happened over here? Is this a case we use as Turgama? We whisper to whisper. So they whisper to X, they whisper to Y. I mean, it's unlikely to get a class that way. It's 25 unruly youngsters, or even well-disciplined youngsters, who are not painting bunks and all kinds of other things. He's working with a Turgaman. That's not the first of Shas here in the Shas. No? Yeah. Hold on a second. That's the Divrei Sofim talk. If you pass me, I think I have it on the table. Let's see what it is. He talks to the Divrei Sofim talks about this question, whether it's a raya or not, from the Shach. Thank you very much. He quotes something interesting, which is a big Kiddush, which I have problems with, but I'll read it related to you. Look what it says. This is in Uvash Loyamet Turgama. Well, it's Yerucha Shulchan, which is a Shinoi. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham. Uva also Zman Shele Rab Turgaman Shem Hashmiya Devar of the Rabbin also the Amet Turgaman Kloma Sheyoma Hu the Turgaman Abo Rab Shu Ovel Omer Le'acher Belachash Ve'acher Omer Le Turgaman a Turgaman Shuram that's Poshit. But that's what he is. That's the Rabbeinu Yerucham. That's Poshit. I believe the Divrei Sofim adds in the Chazon Ches, "Umash mati b'zman shedarshin b'liv turgaman kigov b'zmanenu." Finish the sentence. What would you say? Huh? Can you? What do you say? What did it speak yourself or not? What did it speak yourself? You say what, Avram? That's what I would say. He says, "Yochel ishviatzma." I said, "Yeah." I mean, I don't know. He calls the Rabbeinu Yerucham, which is Pashut on the Gemara, and he calls the Rosh Hashulchan, talks about a Shinoi. So this man has there, everyone talks, no one has a talk with these days. It should be us to talk by yourself, no? And he says, no, it's Mutter. Why? I don't know what to say. And in the bottom, MSW days, he calls the Beit Joseph and Achaz Chaim and the Mashal, Shemalam Beit Tinokos Havikram Trichamo, Vashem Vadia Kavona, Shemalam and Malam of Yasta below Trugamo, Hareish Akoma Shadak, Lidush Vyatna below Trugamo, Klau, Mutalish Vyatma. That's begging the question. He's stuck with a kashim, made up a new din. What's the base of his din? Do you understand what he's saying? I must even sing a piece. You know, if we argue with the Sefer, what's the sense? Yeah, I'm not even sure what he's saying. But he has a fax on this on page one. It's a fax. 02537-6405. We fax him and ask him, what does he mean over here? But, what does it mean? I don't understand what he's driving at. We read it in Yeruchim. Avram saw it in Yeruchim. It's come out that it's us. That's what I thought. And he said it's Mutter. So he must explain himself. I must be missing something basic over here. But the question, of course, becomes if the Aruch HaShulchan is right, after a Shinul, and the Rebbe has a class of 25 youngsters of any type, and he gives the regular class, so there's no Shinul. So Takawai isn't Mutter. That's a big problem. So, in fact, why is it? Is it Mutter? I don't understand. Why is it Mutter? So I really don't have a very good answer. I only suggest one suggestion. If you have a better answer, maybe you can explain to me. You have an answer on you?
Maybe it's just in a situation where you need a Torah, that's something doing a speech in a formal manner,
so you
have to make Shino, but it's just
regular Shir. Oh, I agree with you. Very good. But I would just add just basically what you're saying, but just a slightly different twist. What? You think the Rabbanim was so uppity that they couldn't speak themselves and have a Torah? What was the pshat when I said before? What? Huh? Couldn't hear. Now I was in the Rav Shir. Big Shir. As big as 50 Talmidim, even 100 Talmidim. But still fit into one room. The Shir's pretty big too. Fit into a room. It's a big room. And I'm a Royal, the Gadol, they had the same voice that we had. When they had a Ahav HaMetzug, when they must have had, who knows how many people? No, figure out. They must have had hundreds of people. Not a class of 25. So the Melech says, follow. Such a big tzibur that requires a Turgman. Not so much, you just use the word formal. A classroom could also be very formal. Come on, then, if it walks in. Shalom. It's not a question of formality of the lack thereof. It's a question of the size, I think. A class is supposed to be 25. You know, it's a class that's supposed to be 25 Talmidim. It's a little bigger. But still, you know, that's a smaller tzibur. As opposed to a larger tzibur, which requires a turgum, it must be hundreds of people. So that's why we're more machmir. I have to tell you that it's interesting. There's an Easter here at Thousand Shulchan Aruch that someone who is in Avelus of Shiva may not get an Aliyah. It's sort of assumed, they haven't said, just assumed that he's a Kohen and he has to walk out, not walk out, he keeps a kippah, he can't get an Aliyah. Well, why can't he get an Aliyah? You'll tell me the Aliyah is Talmud Torah, I'll ask you a kasha. And if he doesn't get the Aliyah, he sits in the background, sits in the seat, it's right there, same Talmud Torah. The same exact thing. It's the difference. So the Rav Zal had a nice shot. He said that the person who gets an Aliyah, Al Pi Din, is considered the one who's teaching the Aliyah to the Tzibur. In other words, it's a Balkara nowadays, a ritual director. And what happens is that the Ola, whatever he may be, gets an Aliyah. It was a very important Levi. Got an Aliyah today, a Choshev Levi. And that Levi, I happen to know for a fact, could have been the Balkara himself. You know, he carries a different title other than ritual director. But instead, because of the minute that we have, he got the Aliyah, and the ritual director read the Aliyah, the second Aliyah in today's laning. But the Rav Zal, Pi Halacha, Pi Din, the Oleh considered it as he is the one who was the Melamed, the Torah, the Rabbi. Except, in not every case does he know it, he's not always the Balkari himself, so that the Kemet Takana, Minig, that we have a Balkari other than the Oleh. So it's as if you have this original idea of the Ola whispering into the ear of the Balkari, and the Balkari, you know, bellowing out with a loud voice to the whole community, they should be able to hear the Aliyah. Something along those lines. And the Rav thought it's a separate Isser to be Malamit Torah L'Rabbim. It's a separate Isser. And getting an Aliyah would be violating that Isser. So I was thinking, that's an Isser because a Rabbin, I said, it's a contradiction against my thought I was thinking. I'm saying that Rabbin is talking about multitudes. The answer is 10 people is the Rabbin Al Pi Din. You can't lay less than 10 people. That's officially halakhically a Rabbin, an official manner. You can have 20 students. I mean, they can make even too much of them if they want. But it's not the same kind of a formal Rabbin. If you could give a Shia with 9 people also, or even with 6 people, right? So 2 people. But that's not considered halakhically a Rabbin. But a multitude, as I said before, would have this additional restriction. Interesting. What will happen? Can an Oval be a Balkare? Oval's not supposed to be the Aliyah. Can he be a Balkare? Oh, so the Dirke Yosef and Simon Tov says an Oval should not be a Balkare. See, it's out. What if no one else knows that Elaine? So no one else knows that Elaine. That can happen. To a base level, and the only one who's going to read lane is the level himself. What's the din? Interesting. The Ramban in page Kupe quotes the Ritzgate, who says that Kriyas HaTorah is Ein Rabban Tzrichim Lo. You get the impression that if it would be Rabban Tzrichim Lo, then what? He'd be able to do it. So then we can say, well, to go back and say that the Rabbim of the Turgamon, who's also even if Rabbim Tzrichimlo, is a greater Rabbim, as I said before, as opposed to the even the halachic Rabbim of 10 people who form a minion. Okay, that's a possibility. But what I'm saying now is a chiddush. I didn't see it anywhere but Farish, but I don't know how else to answer this shock. So the Divrei Tosfos, I just don't understand what he's saying. We read the Rav Eni Ruchel together, and we came to the opposite conclusion. So I'm not sure. I don't want to criticize what he's saying. I just don't understand what he's saying. Send the facts, please. Okay. So now comes the Ramah and says, "I will also loma halacha l'tamido v'chein nogin af al pi sheyesh mekilim." Okay, that's, he shouldn't be saying the halacha for his tamido. So that's it. What's the answer? So the Aruch HaShulchan said, you know what the answer is? Get a different Rebbe. A substitute Rebbe. He says, Rabbi Tzvichel, go to Rosh HaYeshiva. That's it. All of the Rosh Hashiva. Either Rosh Hashiva speaks or nobody speaks. So then he said the Rosh Hashiva can say the Shir, or the Shmuz, or whatever he's saying. I was going to be called Bittul Torah the Rabbin. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay. The top, yeah?
Exactly,
I need to have that. A nothing. No, Rosh Hashiva. That's it. What do you mean? Stop. Okay. So here, Rabotai, the Taz quotes a distinction between the first 3 days and the end, beyond the first 3 days. And then he throws in an interesting factor. Kinocho Shabbat Rabban Hevel PM. As he quotes him on Shabbos, and the Dom Evel Sheyesh Dochet, Ein Dochet. Wow. Interesting concept. Interesting concept. You get the impression that only Tanim, I guess, under Bar Mitzvah, Ein Dochet, and Chet, that then it's permissible. But for Gdolim, over Bar Mitzvah, Tomu Tam Chet, that it gets the impression that it's after, even if, as Adam Adivari Tzofim says, even if they're going to battle, you can't help it. I thought, that's how the Adivari Tzofim of Shad Natas. I thought not exactly that way. He quotes that they used to say a shir, and they say, that Malame can teach, it's the Chlal Rabbis Rechamo. Then he says, that he knows that the Beit Rav and Hebel Pim, it's Chavim and Limit Agadolim. So again, I wanted to suggest a different way to read it. Maybe. Like this. When it comes to Gedolim, Rabbi Tzvichelo, they have to know what to do. They said, people over by mitzvah, they have to hear the halacha from the Rebbe. So no, they have to. But you might have thought the cut under by mitzvah, it's not so important. So perhaps the time is saying, no, that the Hevel PM is a significant factor. It's a significant factor. Even though the Torah as such is not so apparent, so visible, because it's Gedolim, we understand very well the Rabbi Tzvichel Lo. How he wouldn't have thought Rabbi Tzvichel Lo to see to a quality of Hevel Pier? How much more so if it's Torah Rabbi Mamash by Gedolim? That's why I wanted to suggest a different shot. It's not so clear to me what the Taz, which way the Taz is going. Take a look on the Shach. The Shach says Rabbi Tzvichel Lo, Lama Tzinoka, Keshloma, Shadina, Rabbi Tzvichel Lo. The Oath, the Melechas Avedu Kshatinokas B'Talim. So that could mean the way I suggested it, that Rabbi Tzvichel of Kariyat and Tzinokas and PM is an additional consideration. The Marashal, though, seems to say that Tashbar, Shabbat Rabban, is more Kal than Gedolim. But he doesn't give the explanation of Hevel PM. If you look at the Shabbat Marashal, I think it's quoted by the Divrei Sofim, there's a different reason. The different reason is like the two different reasons to Mashagas. Number one, anyone here remember your elementary school days when you were still under Bar Mitzvah? Who remembers the substitute? Ooh, but we clap a shamnu bagadnu. Oy. We didn't do the substitute. Ooh. So therefore, after what we reminisce, we understand very well that there's no, you can't have a substitute. As opposed to someone who goes to high school, base, like MTA, BTA, RJJ, YNJ, I'm missing one, dozens, whatever it is, those four. Is any of them make it yet? Where are they holding it? They're still in it? Okay, still in it? So the old schools, the students are so mature, they're ready to go over by Mitzvah, they ready can't come. So you have a Pesher, the Major comes in and gives a Pesher sometimes, and I'm sure the Tamil listen there in hushed tones, and they're all respectful, and hear what the Rebbe has to say. That's the difference between Tana and the Gedolah, whether someone else can stop the students and then get away with it. Okay, the Marashal says, or a different reason. For different reasons. The Rebbe, who teaches, Bochum over by Mitzvah, Machaya, he loves it. Such a tremendous simcha to teach these Talmidim who are just, they can't wait, they can't get enough of his Torah, of his Chochmah, they're just, everyone's waiting and they're taking notes and they enjoy it in his simcha. It's so geschmack to teach Talmidim over by Mitzvah. They're so interested, Choshka Nafshim, but Torah. That's why it's up. Kids before by Mitzvah, not so interested. So he's Toru the ball the Malachdom. What the Messias is the same now as it was then, I will not comment right now. Alright. Fine. Then it's interesting that we mentioned this poem, the Aruch HaChaim, which we already quoted in the Taz. He throws in something, or in the Shach, somebody quoted it, Shach quoted it, the Melechet HaAved Hu, Shachin Ofer 7. It's not the Heter of Dover HaAved. When we get to speak of Melech, we'll discuss by Richus, Heter of Dover HaAved. It's not like over here, the Heter of Dover HaAved. So, what do you mean, the old? Pashas is the old, means they're two separate terusim for the same kash. So the different story from there is, no. They're two for two different isur. The isur, the first svar, Rav Tzvichon is not the isur of Talmud Torah. The second is not the isur of Melacha. Not two heter for the same isur. He explained that the isur of Melacha is from Hesach Hadas, and they were masters for Dover HaAved as well, and so to Talmud Torah, which is also the Yisra of Hesach Hadas. Adkan Divrei Sof. I don't think, I thought the Yisra Mishum Simcha. So maybe we're wrong, maybe it says over here, even Dvorim HaRoim is also. Dvorim HaRoim, there it is suggested because of Hesach Hadas. Perhaps. If that's the case, so it's masters to Talmud Torah, not Yisra of Malacha. And we understand the lesson of the O's, that here in the Shach, Shin Pei Dalit, Sif Koton, Beit. Okay. The Yisra of an Aliyah goes back to the Mordechai. You have to see it, I think. Tough Ayin Beit. But he may not get an Aliyah quoted to Shulchan Aruch. What about on Shabbos? On Shabbos, it's Mutter. What do you mean it's Mutter? It's Mutter only in very rare cases. Who was the one, the famous rabbi, who always got Shlishi? Rabbeinu. Huh? Abenatah? The Rosh Kosh Abenatah always got Shlishi. And when he was in Avelis, he got Shlishi as well. Because he said if he wouldn't take Shlishi, it would be considered Avelis Bis Bar Heska, which we'll discuss a little bit later, is not allowed on Shabbat. Okay? Of course, I'll look at the Shabbat, Simon, Tov, Sif, Alex. I would say, it means he learned every single Shabbat, maybe, from Heska, I guess. All right, that's a different story. But generally speaking, you can find a different Balkari, but that doesn't mean every Shabbos, so there would be no effort to actually lane. It's interesting. The Bach quotes the Maharil is exactly the reverse. The Maharil says, what about the Bach? Pukstaket from what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. That, on the contrary, during the week, an Ovel may get an Aliyah, and Shabbos, not. And Shabbos, not. Why? During the week, an Aliyah, because it's Seder Ayom. There's also the Rav Shtikl Torah, the distinction between the Aliyah and the person sitting in the audience, the same thing. Right? The Rav said a Chiddush, and the Oath said a Malamed, Malamed is a separate Issa. You can argue in either one of those premises. Shabbos, it's a big Ayla, tremendous, because of a big Shul, and therefore he shouldn't get an Aliyah. During the week, it's happening in the house, presumably. And the Shabbos happened in the big shul. You got an impression from the Ramban, it's davening be a chidus, get to it later. They didn't go to shul. It's not b'chilas. That's a rarity where they had a minion in the Beis Ovel. Nowadays things are different. The Bach says, what's the difference between 10 people and 100 people? It's the same thing. So he doesn't like that. Okay. One ha'ara, just in passing, what's Sif Gimel doing in this sermon? Talk about an Ovel Shadav for the Ovel, not, I don't know, let's just, he's been Muslim in Talmud Torah. What's that? He's saying Krishna, and they're just answering. They're just listening. I found it strange. Sif Gimel, we're not going to discuss now. It really belongs in some Shinai and Rav, which we'll get to a Mitzvah Shem sometime during the summer. This ha'ara. Siv Dalad Shavanara talks about the Dvarim Haroyim. And it's an interesting thing in the different stuff. What a fascinating thing. Question. Is it Avo Chayev in Talmud Torah? What do you think? Is the Chiyah of Talmud Torah apply to another? Oh, okay. Okay. There are Chashukas in your pot. Your pot? Pot from Talmud Torah. That's what he quotes. See if it's really there. I'm told that it's two tzivav. You know, this is not my mistake. I made it up on my own. But the, he has the kash like this. It helped a guy with Talmud Torah, Chayav Adam, B'chol Yom. Shereik Echad Me'asher L'Shul Yom Adin. Kavat is the Matar, Tarach Loma. The Be'ovel Lek Achiv Zeh. Bosh, the favorite. The Ovel is not B'chiv. They were uprooted from the Ovel, the Chiyah of Talmud Torah, which applies to all other people. And, I could have been something called an interesting raya from a rush. The first rush of the Ma'am Mechamas, yes?
You make a distinction that the only source you're going to
hear is
Yom Kalati, Yom Torah,
but basically the Kriyash Mashach is Ayyavim. Kriyash Mashach is Ayyavim, maybe you have, okay. But the Ramban did say that you, in his discussion of the Torah with the Tzillim, that you do fulfill the Shachat V'yarm. Okay. But, okay. Good. You were saying that the basic mitzvah he has is Shachat V'yarm, but anything beyond that, this he's taught us from. Okay. Fine. But that's what that group of the Chiddush B'chayim. Take a look here in the Rush. There's a brief snippet, which he quotes from the Rush. In Simon Lamed Beis, discussing about various kulas and chumras in Hilchos Avelos. When we begin again, I don't have a chance to talk about this at all. Maybe. He says, Leo, this is page Lamed Hay, second column, in Avelos chumra that's what they kula who shenolag Avelos b'shabes dvarm shal tzina u'mevatel divrei Torah kol zayin. So you mean you're not learning for a week. We get the impression from the Rush. Not that the Avelos going to learn. Avelos learn a week. Armada. He'll just learn Hilchos Avelos. But we're learning Avelos for 3 weeks. So he can find enough to keep him busy for a week. Tarek said he's Potter. That's the deep they make from this Rush. Potter from Talmud Torah for that week. Like the Aruch HaShul. Pash, Potter. He calls it Sechem and Zichai. Chai? He calls it a long Rikos here, Mr. Bir Alacha from some Godel. I don't know who, but the person Ovel learns straight 7 days to fix kutz for the mace. Okay, it could be, but it doesn't mean that it's a chiyuv. So maybe he wants to fix kutz for the mace, a lot of things. But the past is there is no chiyuv. So Aruch HaShulchan discusses again here an interesting thing. When the person learns Torah, even Dvarim or Hilchos Avelos, we're learning Hilchos Avelos now 3 weeks. Isn't it a shmak? I'm sorry to use that expression, but it's Hilchos Avelos. But anyway, somebody's, Kiddushim and Kashim and Terutzim and Lomdus even a little bit. Everything is here. So what's so bad about Hilchos Avelos? How can an Ovel learn Hilchos Avelos? That's basically the Kashim of the Aruch HaShulchan. How can you allow it? Misam Cheleis. That's the Kashim. Afa Gav Devada Mitzikus HaTorah Yesh Gav Bedrama Roi Mishim HaTorah Avada is the Shmach. Nonetheless, the Komakom Hatsar Me'advarim Aroyim Mefik Simchas HaTorah L'chein Mutar L'lomdo. Still a sad topic. Okay. We had mentioned, we read briefly from the Rush, There's a concept called a place where a person is not used to learning. Right? Did you read that somewhere? In the Russian thing? So, quote the Gemara in Tainis, Ovel, Karma, Makosh, and Arugal, it says, we pask in this way? They call it Yerushalmi, that's one of the writers of the Tosfos in the Rosh, that the Yerushalmi equates Tishba with Avelis with respect to what we call over here a Makom Hashem Arugal. You learn Baba Kama, also it says, no, today you're going to learn Kiddushin. I'm not used to learn Kiddushin, I haven't learned Kiddushin. Oh, you're talking Nashon and Zikin, go learn Kachin. Learn Kachin. Now you used to learn Kachin. You learn Kachin? Okay, go learn Tara. So, in other words, it's almost like a tsar. It's a whole new day. You know what's going on? Yeah. The Beis Yosef calls this place. It says it's a pella because we passed the Machlokas Tanoim and Tainas of Lamed or Megan Tabi Yudah. It's awesome. Fascinating. The Zivrei Sof from the Kodem Chavchev calls it amazing on Zeruah. But we'll want to make a distinction here between Tisha B'Av and Avel. Tishav is a mayor of Yehuda, passing the Rabbi Yehuda, it's a general rule. The mayor of Rabbi Yehuda, halacha to Rabbi Yehuda. But when it comes to Avela, it's a fear of the rule. No. Halacha to Zivri, I make of the other. The passing of to read in a place you're not used to reading is mutter. We say a chiddush. The halacha make override the Kol Ha'ara. Yachav Rav will get to later, and then mayor of Yehuda. And we see another chiddush, that Tishav is not labeled as Avela. You don't say Lachim Emek will be available to Tisha B'Av. That's two chiddushim you see from the Or Zeruah. Interesting. I don't know if he's passing this way. The passion is passing as Mokom Shein Arugal is in fact us. Comes the base. Yosef of course an amazing Yerushalmi that Lord Achar HaTorah is Muslim. What do you mean Lord Achar HaTorah? He can't survive without it. He's running. Lord with a fire. So allow me to fire. He's running up. He's mutter to learn Torah even during Avel. How can it be? So I think that the Rav of Shas, I don't know if you heard it from him, or maybe I said it based on what he said, or he said what we've read in a different context. He said before someone who was filthy, he takes a shower, that's mutter. Why? He's not moving from a state of neutrality to a state of pleasure. He's moving from a state of filth to a state of pleasure. The filth is just so painful to him. Same thing over here. The average person, you know, he sits around. He's okay. He's okay sitting around, you know. Watch the rain outside. You know, sit around. He learns it's enjoyable. You move from a state of being neutral to a state of enjoyment. That's awesome. But the Lord Achar HaTorah, when he's not learning, he's worse than the guy who's sitting and wallowing in mud. The guy who's wallowing in mud can take a shower. The person who can't breathe without Torah, he can't survive, he can't go a minute without learning. He's in the filth of the world. He's in the mud of his time and place. The only way he can get out of that mud is get into the shower. They mind all the Torah. He has to get in there to learn. He can't move. He's in such pain without learning. The law of Dachar HaTorah is mutter to learn Torah, the same as a guy in mud can take a shower. It's the greatest pleasure. The Rav answer, of course, the greatest pleasure. But it's coming from a state of negativity, not a state of neutrality. It's coming from a pain. Did I get out of the pain? That's how I think either the Rav said it, or if not, then I'm saying it based on what I heard from him in a different context. The Aruch HaShulchan waxes so poetic, you begin to wonder, you know, if it really should be taken at face value. And I don't know what to say about it. The Aruch HaShulchan, here in Simon Shin Pei Dalit, if Himu, law of Dachar HaTorah. It sounds like this. Himu law of Dachar HaTorah kemo ha-ro'ev shu law of Dachar Eza Michael from lo yitzelo yachozenu bulmus v'yistakein kemo kein hu law of Dachar HaTorah v'nechshav kitzat sakona. Wow! That's like that. Is there anyone that you know in this world that if he won't learn Torah, he will have to call a doctor and he'll be sick with a sakana? Wow, that's a madrega, Rabbi Shah. They said that Rabbi Shava learns in Avelos and in Tisha B'Av. They say he couldn't do that. You need air. You need something. You know, put him on a respirator. He can't breathe without Torah. So the Rav Atzava, they say, was a mismadrega. Toughness paneh. He couldn't move. The same way they never took a haircut because they didn't want to think of Torah without his yarmulke. And then that's what the legend goes. I don't know. The Lord Akhar Atzava, he couldn't go for a minute without Torah. Says the Rav Atzava, here's the appropriate second part of the statement. L'chei lo heviu aposkim. That's why. Who today gonna get sick? Oh, so nice. We're Torah. We forgot about the look at the clock. I'm sorry, I apologize. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow. The tape didn't come up. I wasn't focused. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. The first time it's happened all year. We're talking about Lord Akharatar. You hear a clock in the stomach. Sorry, it's late. I had no idea it was this late. I'm going to have gone home. If I do it again, just put it in your watch. We have no clock. I just kept going for another hour. Right, exactly. Load. Oh, obviously, it's not. Not that one.
Never say never. That would be a finish. Right. So later I am. That's that.